You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Sophia Hartcliffe. As you can hear, my surname is saying Hartcliffe. So please, don't come with that stories. I'm speaking to the government itself. They hate the colored so much, they shove that racism down our throats. So all we can scream like Sarafina, burn, 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 because they hurt us. They broke our children down. You must go start from the youth. Start from the youth. You know what they do to the children in the schools, from primary schools, swearing our children. Excuse me for that word, marete. I don't know what that is. Does it mean? But the children come home. Mommy, the teacher is saying that word to me. What must you say to that child? Because even if you complain about that teacher to the principals are scared of the teachers. They keep quiet. Our children are oppressed in the schools. That is where the problem starts. Then they run to tuck. That is why our children are on drugs, because they are oppressed in the schools. Then they go home where there's no proper home. There's 15 people sleeping in one bedroom. That is where all the oppressions are. It starts with the government. They hate the colors, and they're going to do everything they can to stop us.
Hold on. Come here. Come back here for me. What's your name?
Sophia Hartcliffe.
Sophia, I want you to know her from. You know, obviously, there are many parts of the country where the government have just forgotten about people, right? You go to Gooks in Cape Town, you go, there are so many poor communities. I just want you to tell me in 30 seconds, not more than that, why do you feel that the challenges in El Dorado Park are not just because this government doesn't like poor people? Everyone keeps mentioning being colored is part of the reason. That it's because you are colored.
Listen, you know what? I know it's not going to sound the answer that you want. The thing is, colored was oppressed in the apartheid years, and now we are oppressed in this new government. It's ons was nooit wit genoeg nie, nou is ons nie swart genoeg nie. So whatever ons gaan doen, we're never gonna win.